Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Campanella hits a line drive into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Banks reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0-for-1 in the game. Amoros hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Morin reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive towards short. Neil catches it and throws to second to double up Tanner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Drysdale bunts towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Drysdale for the out. Campanella moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 0-for-2 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Amoros moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak bunts towards the mound. Drysdale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a line drive towards short. Neal catches it and throws to first to double up Walls. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campanella hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Don Drysdale. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Cimoli. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Littrell applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilliam is 0-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tanner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Tanner. The throw from Campanella and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neiman is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Littrell is 0-2 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neiman moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rush is 0-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reese is 0-3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snider is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges is 0-3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Amoros is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kindle is 0-3 in the game. Kindle bunts towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Speak is 0-3 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Furillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Furillo strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campanella moves to third. Johnny Padres pinch runs for Elmer Vallo. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Littrell. Campanella scores. Padres moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Turk Lown now pitching. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.